These are your latest Manchester City headlines, and I'm Jack Ogilvy. First up, Pep Guardiola says City can now focus on the Premier League after sealing top spot in Champions League Group C. The Citizens had a late goal against Porto ruled out, but a draw was enough for them to secure top seeding into the last 16. It seemed that after a frustrating 80 minutes, substitute Gabriel Jesus had broken the deadlock when he tapped home after his initial header had been saved. But the effort was ruled out because João Cancelo was offside. The rest of the match saw goalkeeper Augustin Matheson and his deep-line five-man defence soak up incessant pressure from Guardiola's side. But despite losing their perfect record, the boss was pleased with his team's efforts, especially as they can now look to improve their league form. Moving on, and Fernandinho was also happy with the 0-0 draw against Porto, after his side confirmed their place as Group C winners. The City skipper was at the hub of the game that threatened to boil over at times, but says it was a good test and experience for his team. He also praised the impact of compatriot Jesus, who was unlucky to see his late goal ruled out by VAR, saying he changed the game after coming off the bench. Finally, and Manchester United and Chelsea are set to contend with City for the signature of Denis Zakaria in the January window. The Borussia Mönchengladbach star has a long list of admirers after some stellar displays for his club. He's just returned to action after a serious knee injury and has alerted some of the biggest clubs in the world. It comes after a season last term where the 24-year-old helped Gladbach land a Champions League spot in the Bundesliga, and City are set to see him as a replacement for the aforementioned Fernandinho. That's all for now, we'll have more later.